Word of the Bay is brought to you by Audible.com. Go to www.audibletrial.com/shark to get your free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial. They have over 180,000 titles for you to choose from for your Android, iPod, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Hot damn.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Welcome to
you?
Oh, I'm good. Welcome to War of the Bay. My name's Kyle.
I'm Nick.
I'm Jonathan.
Welcome back, Jonathan.
Thank you very much for having
me. What did you think of our breakdown last week of the Packers?
I have an interesting talking point.
Okay.
You want to get right into it?
Yeah.
Okay. So your analysis was, or you thought it was interesting that the Green Bay Packers, to refresh all of our listeners from last week, drafted a quarterback. Heir apparent to Aaron Rodgers, as you put it.
I don't think it's heir apparent. I think it's more like a go ahead.
Sure. So in the fifth round, in my opinion, they got a steal of a quarterback in the fifth round.
Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be gone before then.
You guys hit it right on the head of why they did it. And there's also another reason too. I mean, it goes a little deeper than just training him up and Rodgers kind of increasing his trade value. If you look at the last 2 years, the last two seasons, Aaron Rodgers has been out for multiple games.
And, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
And I mean, this is not the first time we've drafted a quarterback in the last 2-3 years.
Recently it was
Bollinger.
His name begins with an O. Like, it's something, obviously it's not Odorizzi, but it's something like that. He's just a big white dude.
Yeah.
So we wanted to get a quarterback to replace Matt Flynn because we released Matt Flynn.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, we wanted somebody to come in as a insurance policy. If the last 2 years have been any indication as to Rodgers' ability to stay healthy through 16 games, I think that's your primary reason, and your secondary reason is to upsell him 2 years from now for value.
Yep. Just playing under, when you have like the number one quarterback in the NFL, arguably,
yeah.
It's you could just sell everyone around him and just be like, hey, look, he's awesome, right? Number one quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like buying like a Escalade. I mean, the Escalade is nice,
right?
But it's like a Jay-Z signature, or it's the one Jay-Z farted in when him and Beyonce went to the Grammys. You're like, okay, I'll pay a premium for that.
That's fine. The Greg Jennings effect,
yeah,
basically.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Look how well that turned out for him.
Yeah.
Go Dolphins.
Go. Is he playing for the Dolphins?
That's right, son.
Fuck,
do you think,
yeah.
Percy Harvin is going to be
no,
like ever good again.
No,
Percy Harvin and Greg Jennings are playing for the Dolphins.
No.
Did I miss that? Or is
Harvin's for, I can't remember where he is. Vikings or the Bears, one of the two. I think he's with the Bears.
Yeah. Percy Harvin.
He's basically just doing his tour of the North.
Yeah, I don't know. Ever since he had that weird Bills.
Seattle. That's right, he's with Seattle now.
Oh, no, he went to Seattle, now he's with the Bills.
What?
See?
He is with the Bills.
Yeah. You gotta look at the colors of the Wikipedia.
That guy caused me so many goddamn headaches for so long.
That's hard. That's weird to say because I remember when he played in college. I remember him being Chris Leak's guy with the Gators for that national championship.
Leak.
Yeah, no. It's hard to imagine that. It's like when I see Troy Polamalu retire. It's like, fuck, man. I remember when he came out. I'm getting old. Getting old is stupid. Good. So did you hear the hammer that was dropped today on Tom Brady?
Yeah, that's funny.
All hail the cheaters.
It wasn't even on Brady. It was also on the Patriots. They got...
The hammer came down hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And rightfully so. I mean...
It was a first-round pick for 2016, a fourth-round pick for 2017,
yep.
$1 million fine, plus Tom Brady misses four games.
Plus your godly quarterback.
Did they say it's 4 regular season games?
Well, of course it is.
Well, I mean, I feel like a Brady rule could come in there. Like, you didn't specify, so I'm not playing the preseason.
That's right.
So
game one.
Let's see. Let's just look at the bar here of other things that people have been penalized for in the past. Greg Hardy got 10 games for conduct after a domestic abuse charge, which is, I think, it may be the right call. Maybe he should have been suspended for the entire season.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, man. I see Cowboys fans defending this guy like, well, it wasn't that bad of a domestic abuse. Or
he threw her on a couch full of assault rifles.
They're like, this is one of the flimsiest domestic abuse cases. I'm like, are we getting in the...
Are you... I think people let their fandom encroach a little bit too much.
Oh, for sure, man.
You know, it's...
You're talking to the Bucks fans now.
And they're still saying, it was a catch. It was a catch.
Oh, yeah. Don't bring that up.
Oh, yeah. Don't bring that up.
Let's see. Okay, I'm just looking for another... Just off the bat, another... So, Will Smith got 4 games for the Bounty Gate program. Jonathan Vilma got the entire 2012 season. Anthony Hargrove got 8 games. Will Smith got 8. Scott Fajita got 3 for the last big, like, hammer that was brought down by Goodell in regards to, like...
Before that, it was the guy who shot himself in the leg, right?
Cheddar Bob?
What?
From 8 Mile?
No, New York Giants.
Yeah, Plexico.
Yeah, Plexico Burst.
Shot his own goddamn self in the leg.
I don't think you should be suspended for that. I think you got the hammer already.
Yeah, you just lowered it. You did it.
It's yourself, son.
I'm just looking for something I can poke fun at here. Let's see. Antonio Smith, 1 game for removing and swinging Miami Dolphins Richie Incognito's helmet.
Asshole. Okay. I'd do it too.
Brandon Jacobs, 3 games for conduct detrimental to the team in violation of team's social media policy. And he must have sent out a bad tweet.
Whoa.
Careful, guys.
Ben Roethlisberger got 6 games for raping girls.
Is there anything in there about Ray Lewis? Did he get any kind of trouble?
Oh, did he? I wonder.
You could poke fun at Aaron Hernandez. He's just got life.
Nah, rest of your career.
Nope. Boom, see, that sound means no. You can murder a guy, and it's cool. But don't doctor up a couple balls, or you get 4 games. I don't know. I don't think that's rightfully so, because I think it's fucking...
I'd say 4 games might be a little steep, but I don't think it's excessive.
He got caught. He got caught doing it, man. Everybody was doing it. Fucking...
Everybody
Aaron Rodgers put... He preferred the balls...
Overinflated
because of...
Because he's a man.
There was... Yeah, I forgot which team we were playing at the time, but I listened to his radio show every season. He only does it during, like, you know, preseason and all that. During the season. And he just came out and he's like, yeah, the other team thought they were being clever by overinflating the balls, but I personally prefer my balls overinflated. Giggity.
Giggity.
But, giggity. I mean... The nonchalantness in his voice indicates that this is just...
It's a thing.
Par for the course.
Dude, I love when people talk about this, because it's always... There's always, like... They're talking about... You talk about balls and overinflated balls. There's always this air of, like...
Balls.
He's saying balls. It's funny.
Does this hurt his legacy?
Fuck no, man.
Well, no. Hold on.
For me personally, I don't... No,
because... Hold on. Because we have 4 Super Bowls, and 2 of them have been... Well, the first one was the Tuck rule, which is super controversial.
Yep, gave us Gruden.
Yeah, the 2 which were who knows how legitimate. Yeah. You have the 4th one, which was Deflategate, and you have that whole Spygate scandal for the 2 Super Bowls they went to before that. So it's like...
And they're judge of character, because Aaron Hernandez is a murderer.
So all I have to do is raise my hand and say, are we going to look back and say, are we going to have a conversation? Well, is it Montana or Brady? And then, you know, some smart-ass 49ers fan will be like, yeah, well, you know, half of the Super Bowls that Brady went to, he had to cheat to get there. I don't know. I think it definitely knocks
him down a peg.
I had a little bit of a revelation today, I guess, when I was driving into work or driving home from work, when I found out the news. And it was like this whole Montana-Brady argument. Given the stats, you got to say Brady, but... given, I don't know.
I mean, I'd say given everything, it's Montana.
What? No. Brady. By my standards, at least.
Yeah, I mean, if you're judging him purely by quarterback stats, mm-hmm. it's going to be Brady.
I'll give you that. If
far
it's strictly by the numbers, you're like, but if it's strictly by the numbers, O.J. Simpson is one of the best football players.
Yeah, like, but here's the thing. But like we talk about, Peyton Manning wasn't around back when social media was so prevalent. Therefore, he wasn't a victim of alleged sexual assaults as one Jameis Winston might have been or has been. So. If you want to look at it in that same light, Joe Montana wasn't around in the social media age when maybe something like cheating or something like this
would have been Joe Namath.
Brought to light a little bit faster, where it's like, okay, well, what is Joe Montana doing? I don't know. At the same time, he's not getting caught. Like, it's not like somebody sending out a few tweets and like the Patriots are getting caught cheating. But I mean, it's obviously something where it's like. I don't know. It's either someone's got something out for Belichick and the Patriots for the way that they do things.
Well, I mean, it's undeniably it's shady football, but whatever.
I think there is something to like when Boston fans say they hate us because they ain't us. Like they're one of the most successful teams in the last decade, done so by saying "fuck you," we're doing it our way. Like Bill Belichick famously, like if you ever play like any Madden. It's always like New England coach because Bill Belichick isn't a part of the coaches association because he's like, fuck you. I'm whatever. He's not doing it.
He didn't believe in it.
Yeah. He's almost like a Greg Schiano type, but it worked. You know, he's just a total cop.
But it worked.
Because he's such a dick, they get him in other ways by saying, okay, we know everybody's videotaping practice or signs of the opposing players, but you're Bill Belichick. If you want to be a dick, we'll rat you out.
The most accurate correlation I can draw is, let's just have a conversation right now about who in the modern era playing right now is one of the best home run hitters playing today. Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod, yeah, there you go.
Okay, but you have an asterisk next to his name.
Yeah.
So when you have a conversation 5 years down the road.
It's true. How big of an asterisk is this for Tom Brady, though?
That's my question.
Like it is an asterisk. He's got
a few asterisks. That's what I'm saying.
Here's a big difference. Alex Rodriguez may never go to the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds never went to the Hall of Fame.
Pete Rose may never go to the Hall of Fame.
I was getting to that. Pete Rose will never go to the Hall of Fame. May never go to the Hall of Fame. Sammy Sosa, Roger Clemens, just to name a few of just guys that crushed, made so many hundreds of thousands of people happy. Over the course of their careers, made baseball untold millions in fucking money and for monetary gain from the 90s of just being the massive juggernaut that it was of like hitting home runs and the fucking race. And like everybody remembers where they were when Mark McGwire hit that fucking home run over the left field wall to break the record.
And then Barry Bonds broke it and picked his kid up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know. Where was baseball then when that fucking shit was happening?
They were turning a blind eye. Now that's not useful for them. It's not advantageous to be associated with them. They're distancing themselves.
I guess I'm going off on a tangent, but like those guys. You don't say. Well, you'll always say that like, yeah, they were great, but there's this whole thing.
Yeah.
I think with guys, as long as Brady as long as there's not some stipulation that says, well, Brady can't make the Hall of Fame because of this, what happened. He'll go in the Hall of Fame and your kids will look at him. It's like, oh, he won 4 Super Bowls and he had these stats and he did this. Then, you know, oh, well, there's that thing where he cheated. Yeah, there was that, but he still did this and he's in the Hall of Fame. I think as long as he cements his legacy, as long as his bus goes into Canton, then it'll be like, he'll.
But he's a piece of shit, right?
Is he though? I mean,
how prevalent is it that we don't know in the NFL with quarterbacks? I mean, how many other quarterbacks out there doctor their footballs
up
in a certain
every
way?
Fucking it's illegal in baseball to doctor pitches, but they still go out there and scuff balls and rub pine tar into it and get suntan lotion and doctor balls. Do it all the fucking time, every game, every single game.
Shit, it's illegal to use the sweat off your brow, on your fingers,
but they still do it. And it's known that they do it. It's kind of like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge kind of thing. Like, we know you're doing it, but just don't be obvious about it. Same thing.
Was he obvious?
I mean, it's only been the only two other known cases that have come to light have been like Brad Johnson before the Super Bowl and Aaron Rodgers overinflating the balls.
Well, Rodgers wasn't responsible.
Yeah. It was the opponent's staff. But either, whatever. Then there's teams in the NFL, multiple teams in the NFL that do it.
I'm saying in this small sample size of like, okay, Brad Johnson and Tom Brady both did. I'm sure that it just happens. I mean, the guys probably pay a towel boy to rub down the balls and make them all shiny and purdy and whatever PSI, whatever. I mean, aren't we literally talking about like a point something PSI, like two PSI?
Well, no, that was one was a pound underinflated. So, I mean, I know.
And then you got to say how many points is it worth?
Because they smoked, they smoked in that game.
It ain't going to be more than 30.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, Patriots were going to legitimately win that game.
Call
a spade a spade.
I agree in a sense that like, there will always be something with Tom Brady, especially for the people that didn't like him, that'll say, oh, well, he did this. And yeah. But I don't think his legacy will go down similar to that of some of the baseball greats that have...
You're right, because I think the NFL is a little more forgiving in that sense.
Well, they, of course,
they'll suspend them now.
They still go to the Hall of Fame.
But they won't, like, exactly. I feel like in Major League Baseball, they're suspended, and it's like, you're still in trouble when you get back.
Plus, the fucking players are the Incredible Hulk. It's like fucking, like, 150 Mark Ruffalos out there every goddamn Sunday playing, and it's all because of HGH, and nobody says a goddamn word about that. Like, what is cheating? What is cheating really? I mean, fucking, are you getting entertainment out of the game? Is everybody having fun? Are we all having fun? Then shut the fuck up.
You could even go into the normal procedures, you know, the IV bags and the cortisone shots to the knees and the foots, and like, isn't that performance enhancing in a way?
Isn't taking an aspirin for a headache?
Yeah, I mean,
game?
Come on, like, where do we draw the line? Oh, because you find out that. It's not something you okayed first.
I mean, I don't know. I see. It's like, where do you draw the line? Because a lot of people will go say, "Well, Kyle, does that mean everybody? Does that mean somebody can just use an unfair competitive advantage and win a game? I mean, do I have to be okay with that? No, I guess not. But I mean, it's you. You have the same leeway of uncompetitive advantage that they did. I mean, you could realistically do the same thing. I don't know. Where's the line? I don't fucking know. But I don't care. Like, cheating in sports is always going to happen. Always, 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 will. Always.
In any sport, it's not just football or baseball.
For some reason, I don't give a shit in the NFL if it happens. I don't know. I don't care.
I mean, it's like, okay, he got caught. That's fine. I mean, if they want to suspend him, I don't agree with it necessarily. But I see the reasoning behind it. He's making a lot of people happy by saying. We're doing something about cheating, even though they have the fucking incredible 60 Incredible Hulks behind him, making him money.
22 Lou Ferrigno's on the field.
Yeah, 22 Lou Ferrigno's.
Okay, so
Edward Norton's just to round it off.
Fucking 10% body fat out there playing a fucking contact sport. Yeah, okay, that's natural.
Let me play the devil's advocate for just a second. What if the game was 14-13 Patriots?
Well,
what kind of different conversation are we having?
We'd have a much different conversation. A lot of people would be saying that the four games was justified, especially if like LeGarrette Blount was able to like take him in from. Especially if like they brought up like a gif of like Blount taking the ball into the end zone, and, like people like trying to pound the ball out of his hands, but it won't go. He just keeps holding. I was like, wow, LeGarrette Blount is strong. Like, no, that was a deflated football. He's able to hold on. Like,
that's all I'm saying. Like,
that's the smoking gun that like is missing.
No,
you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I can't say that you're wrong.
Yeah, we can't say oh, this who cares, and all of a sudden we do care over 32 points.
Yeah,
you know
it's
because
it wasn't that responsible.
Hey, you know what wasn't responsible? Getting caught.
Should
have been smarter. Dumbass. Yeah,
what the fuck are you doing?
God, did you learn fucking nothing?
I just love how this is like a big because it's the Patriots. I mean. If this was the Bucks, would this really be an issue?
They'd be laughing. Everybody laughing. Oh, Bucks!
Probably couldn't even win games with that. Ha, 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 ha.
Pretty much.
Yeah. There's another point. Let's say, found Lovie Smith played with deflated balls all season. Who cares?
Yeah, really.
He went 2-14.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. The only reason they won the Super Bowl, haters, you know, haters because they ain't us.
But the balls. Yeah, well, they didn't win, but so.
I don't know. I get entertainment from it. I don't care either way, but.
It's the drama that is the NFL trying to, like, the NFL is constantly drawing attention away from, like, other sports. Like, there's two sports in playoffs right now, in the fucking playoffs. And the top story in the ESPN is fucking Tom Brady's deflated footballs.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's completely absurd.
They know what they're doing.
Stupid.
They do. I mean, it's like, I saw a Patriots fan be like, well, we should boycott the NFL by not watching for four games. Like, you're not going to do that.
You go do that.
Yeah. Yeah, call me.
Have fun.
Yeah, have fun doing that because you're not going to do it. You're going to be sitting there watching.
It's like arguing with, like, well, Walmart's bad. Like, yeah, they're going to go anyway.
That's like me being like, if we draft Jameis, I'm not watching the Bucks. I won't be watching the Bucks.
Yeah, who are you going to watch?
Yeah, who am I going to watch?
You're watching somebody.
This thing that I just dedicated the last, what, 20-something years of my life to, I'm just going to stop.
Right.
They know. They got us by the balls.
Here's a little interesting fact. You guys may know, listeners may not be privy to it. If Brady does not win his appeal, and it's the full four games.
Mm-hmm.
His first game back will be against the Colts.
Cool.
Little, sucks, you know, just
sucks
little
for the Colts.
How?
Yeah, right.
No, they get to play Garoppolo.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in my opinion, who's the backup to Brady? I don't think they
Garoppolo. Yeah,
Garoppolo.
Garoppolo.
They're going to need to draft somebody if they want to. Four games. The first four games.
The draft's over, though.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. They're going to trade for Glennon.
Oh, shit.
They got to get somebody.
They might.
They're going to trade for Glennon, and then he's going to go and, like, light it up, and then, like, they find the heir apparent for Tom Brady. Oh, my God, that's what's going to happen.
The Bucks are going to – it's going to be Vinny Testaverde and Steve Young all over again.
Oh, fuck. They're going to trade a third-round pick for Glennon, and we're going to be like, fuck yeah, we got a third-round pick for Glennon from the Patriots. Idiots.
And history's going to repeat itself because it's just going to be like our other quarterback.
Shit.
And we're going to alienate him, and he's going to go to Washington
Son
and win
a
Super
bitch.
Bowl.
Son of a bitch. Yep. Well, there it is. In future news, Glennon will win the Super Bowl.
Is that
Bowl.
Your bold prediction?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not with the defense they have. Yeah. They got rid of their defense.
But it's New England.
It's New England.
I don't know. They have magic.
They can
them.
Trip and fall into 10
Who thought? They remember they were like the New England Patriots are dead. Like the dynasty is over. They
last
said that.
Year.
Last
the Seahawks
year,
are they here. Said that. No.
After that Kansas City game where Kansas City demolished them, they're like, it's over. The dynasty is over. It was on all the fucking talking head shows.
Do you remember the Belichick answer to one of the more famous questions last year?
No.
We're on to Cincinnati.
No. Okay. Let's play a little game. Okay. Nick, you're going to be a reporter. I'm Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Ask me if Tom Brady, if he doesn't have a good season this year, could we see a trade coming soon?
Bill, word of the Bay. Hi. If Tom Brady has a poor season, what's the outcome with his is his agent in play here? We are we trying to discuss a trade or are we thinking about what are we doing here, Bill?
Next question.
Yeah, Bill, going back to Sunday's game.
Like, I don't know.
I'm not here to talk about that right now.
Yeah, I mean, fucking guy's a genius.
Didn't even answer, just laughed at it.
As much as you hate him, he's a genius.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a total genius.
Yeah.
He's probably, in my opinion, I think he's better than Lombardi as far as being the best coach to ever.
But still, fuck him. Fucking Patriots.
Yeah, I hate him. I hate him, but he's good.
I'd hate him less if he wasn't from Boston. But that whole New England thing is just like, fuck you guys. Why?
It's like,
stop being happy.
That's
stop
like
it.
Fucking A-Rod. Like, they don't want to pay A-Rod all that money. I'm like, I fucking hate this guy. I hate him so much. But it's like, he's the fucking, look how good he is. Just pay him money. Give him the fucking money. Who cares? Give him the asterisk. Call him a fucking cheater all you want. But he deserved it. He deserves all his money.
Does well, whatever. That's a separate conversation for
later.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Ugh.
Oh, fuck you guys.
Ugh.
He homered against us tonight.
I know.
But how much time do we have left in this here
this
segment? Listen. Let's take an early break and then we'll backload everything in the end.
Okay.
Hey guys, let's talk about Audible. What do you say?
Hooray!
What do you say?
Audible.com.
It's the bee's knees.
Is it? What the fuck does that mean, the bee's knees?
I don't know. The bee's knees are
the bitches, like, what are they?
Whoa.
No, what are they shortening
up? The bitches
tits. Yeah, what are they shortening up there to make it a fucking, what are they doing? What are they doing to us?
What do they mean, shorten it up?
You know, what are they? What curse were they covering up?
The bees? Knees. No, they're like physical bees. Or the maybe bees knees.
Oh, the business. That's the business.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, okay. What about the cat's pajamas?
Oh, yeah.
Cat's meow?
Where the fuck did that come from?
Where does it? Pussy pajamas.
Audibletrial.com/shark.
Read a book or listen to a book.
Listen to a book. Jesus Christ, man. You're listening to a podcast. It's just as easy to listen to an audiobook. And Audible makes it super easy. You go to audibletrial.com/shark. They have 180,000 books to choose from.
Well, they just added 30,000 like
they do
overnight.
Bam.
Boom.
You want more books? 30,000 books. Audible did that for you.
There's your books.
It's super fucking easy. And listening to audiobooks is...
what did we come up with? Efficient?
Don't tell all your like hipster reader friends this, but it's far superior to actually reading a book. Who has time to see? You have to read. You have to sit down in a fucking quiet place, maybe put on a little smooth jazz, read.
When's the last time you got to mow the lawn and listen and read a book at the same time?
Yeah. You know what you always have at your side? You have a pair of earbuds and you have your phone. You can get an audiobook for your iPhone, your Android, your MP3 player. If you have a Kindle, you can get it for that too. And download an audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it like you would a podcast.
And you're not visibly disabled, so you can't...
Wait, what?
Yeah, the book's in the way. You can't see what's going on around you.
I like that you went there.
It's dangerous.
A little fucked up, but yeah. I'll go with it. if you would like to check out one of the books that I've read or that I recommend, I'd say, as I have before, The Extra 2% by Jonah Carey. It's about the Rays.
And Oakland, technically.
Yeah.
The book that I most recently read... listened to on Audible was a book by David Baldacci called Memory Man.
Ooh.
And it's kind of an interesting little sports horror fiction kind of thing. A man, who towering athlete, gets drafted into the NFL. Very first play, he suffers a helmet-to-helmet head-on collision and suffers a big concussion, has a lot of memory loss. 2 decades later, he's out for his entire career. Okay,
right.
And then for the rest of his career, the next 2 decades, all of a sudden, police detectives come knocking on his door because he's the prime suspect in a murder that he doesn't remember.
So it's like Stephen King meets
the Blind Side.
Yeah, it makes the Blind Side. There you go.
David Baldacci.
That guy just got cut from real life.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Stephen Orr. Or something more. Michael Orr.
O'Hare.
Yeah. O'Hare. Anyways, audibletrial.com/shark.
Please state your name for the camera. David.
Huh?
State your name.
David Summers.
And why are you here?
Because you think I killed them.
Killed who? Killed who, David?
My friends.
And did you?
No. No. No, I didn't.
Then who did?
It doesn't matter.
Guess you don't believe me anyways. For the record, please.
It killed them. All of them.
By it, you mean this man from your dreams?
No.
Then who? You know what this looks like, right, Mr. Summers?
Yes, I do.
And according to you, by this written statement, you predicted this by way of what you call sleep paralysis.
Yes.
So if you knew, why didn't you say anything?
I tried! I tried! But it's already too late.
And what exactly happened out there, Mr. Summers?
There was something out there with us! Something that was
Mr. Summers,
here!
the summer of 2015. Paralyzed. Brought to you by Shark Dropper Studios.
Jesus, now that I have the fucking goosebumps.
Yeah, baby.
It's fucking scary, man.
Sexy.
Can't wait for that show to come out.
Sexy little scariness for you.
Maybe recognize the voice on this very podcast.
Just maybe.
The podcasts are coming from inside the studio.
Okay. Yeah, that was Nick that was paralyzed. It's coming out.
Oh, very cool.
Next month.
June 3rd.
June 3rd. Boom.
Big time.
For your ear holes.
So scariness for your ear holes.
Jonathan, myself. Nick's got a little part in it.
I do.
Yeah, that's right.
Playing a little detective act. Or, well,
I'm in there.
Yeah. Okay. What's up? What's up, guys? Let's talk about some other stuff. How about hockey? How about that?
Oh, God.
How about those guys?
Fuck, man. To seal the deal.
Let's
all just calm down, I think.
Game four is the hardest one to get.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. I brought this stat up to whoever I was sitting next to, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's a great point. They've never lost three games in a row. Not this season. They're the only NHL team to not lose three games in a row.
Plus, I think...
that's got to say something. Plus, we're on home ice.
A lot of Lightning fans are kind of discrediting the Montreal Canadiens in terms of a team. They're a fucking good team, man.
They are.
And you know, unless you're the Blackhawks... You know, sweeps are hard to come by in this round of the playoffs.
Look at the Ducks. They've never even lost.
Yeah.
They haven't even lost this playoffs.
Calgary took a game.
One game. You're
yeah.
Right. Jesus.
Yeah. Blackhawks are the ones that swept in this round.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Calgary's fucking... Or not Calgary, I'm sorry, but Montreal is a great team.
They are.
And it's no surprise to me that they were able to battle back at least a little bit. If you had to ask me, I thought we were going to go up there and
win,
just end it, and then that's it. See you, fuck off. It's disappointing. That was especially the that game four.
Where they
thundered back.
Did you hear the poster board material our coach has put out there about Carey Price?
He offered to them. What did he say?
He said Carey Price has been pedestrian, especially against us.
Wonderful.
Don't fucking put up billboard material, man.
Why are you poking the bear? Stop it.
It may seem that even though we have them next two games in elimination games, in fact, the last two games in elimination games,
yeah.
Things may seem bad. It's all good, guys. Seriously, it's all good.
Thanks to the Mark Ryan's report about how many times in history in the NHL it's gone to seven games from 2%. 2% of the teams
who?
That go down 0-3.
Who said that?
Mark Ryan.
I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he has numbers.
He's such a douchebag. Guys, let me just tell you, how many times does it go to a game three, game six after this? One time, guys. One time. That's how he talks.
I don't like him.
So, when you guys do beat Montreal, who are you guys going to be playing? Rangers or the Capitals?
I'm going to say Rangers.
Well, Ovechkin's going out and declared that he's going to win Game 7. So,
interesting that. Yeah, I got to agree with Jonathan, man. We're going to beat these fucks. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, when we beat the Red Wings, we're going to beat these guys.
I've got my 401k on it, man. They got to win.
They're going to win. Trust me. The Montreal's got their backs against the wall. They're fighting. They're fighting in a limit. They're playing like they're playing in elimination games. Like that's how they're playing. And that's
that we need to get that kind of desperate.
And we're getting close to that. And I'm sure the reason why teams can't. It's very hard for teams to come back down three games. Is because it's so fucking hard to keep that level of intensity for four games.
You're
in
already
a row.
This is that war of attrition. Like they're already at one series in after 82 games, it's you're sore.
Yeah.
They asked Stamkos, is he hiding an injury? Like, who isn't at this point in time? Like,
yeah,
who's 100% healthy? Really,
nobody.
Coburn maybe because he's coming back.
Yeah, you're gonna find doubtful. I mean, you're going to find that so many people are playing with injuries now. That's besides the point. We got no help in the last game with our
referees. All Canadian referees too.
Whatever. But we just got no help in that last game. We got no power play opportunities.
None.
The game before was just a laugher. Bishop was gone after the second.
Vasi kind of alarmed me with his. He gave up a lot of meaty rebounds.
He's a cold goalie.
You're correct.
Ice cold. Ice cold. Ice cold.
That Ducks Blackhawks series is going to be unbelievable.
Holy shit. Any scenario remaining in the playoffs is going to be amazing because you're going to have clashing styles all the way.
Yeah,
we've talked about the West Coast style of hockey. You couldn't get two bigger, badder, more rough and tough teams than Anaheim and Chicago. It's going to be a slugfest.
I'm going for Anaheim.
I'm going for Anaheim as well.
I hate the Blackhawks.
Yeah, I need the Blackhawks not to be in the finals.
What would they do if it was Ducks Lightning? The hockey world would be like, no.
This doesn't make sense.
This is not good for hockey.
it's not the same teams over and over again.
They're both from the South.
Where are the Bruins?
Where are the Bruins?
Where's the Bruins? Where are the Blackhawks,
Kings?
Man?
I mean, the Kings. They didn't even make it.
Not even the Kings. Can't even fuck the Kings. They don't like the Kings either.
Have you ever been on Hockeyball on Reddit? It's like Poland Ball. I love it.
It's good.
Hockeyball?
Yeah.
Ball.
You ever heard of Poland Ball?
Hold'em Ball?
Poland.
Poland Ball? No.
For Poland Ball, it's their country's like national flag, and there's just talking balls with the personality of their country. Like America has walks around with sunglasses on, and it's like, hey.
Oh, yeah. I have heard of Hockeyballs.
So it's
now I know what you're talking about.
I don't fucking know. Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah,
this one is great. Look at my new hat.
So to get back on the point, man. Yeah. It comes as no surprise to me that we didn't sweep Montreal. It certainly seemed like we would, especially when we had them at home. We just had them at home, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, had them at home and. Couldn't close the deal.
No, they had them away. Now they're coming back to the Amazon Arena. It is.
They're going to be a tough team. They're fighting all the way, tooth and nail. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I believe we're going to put the nail in the coffin.
I really believe so too. I feel like this home game is going to be different. It's going to be all right. Let's take care of business. You know, we need that killer instinct to come out now.
Yeah. What was it? Thursday night. We very much played like a team up three games. We're like, we got this. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And the next game, I'm like, hey, we're going to.
Hey, guys, when's the game? This is practice. When's the game?
I was impressed by the second game. They of course, squeaked it out at the end and were able to get the final goal towards the end of regulation.
We looked like the better team for 1.5 games this series. We're lucky to be up 3-2.
Exactly. Especially the game three. We barely won that one. As barely as it fucking gets with Tyler Johnson with a goal in the final second of the game.
1.2 seconds.
Final fucking moment of the game. So it's like, yeah. I know we're all Lightning fans waving our dicks around saying, yeah, we're the greatest. But, like, they're a really good fucking team. We could just as easily be tied up right now. Yeah. 3-2.
Very much so.
Yeah. So let's all just take a deep breath, calm down, and... We're gonna go beat them.
Come on, Stammer.
Even if it goes to Game 7, we'll beat them. I'm telling you. I know this.
I don't know. Montreal. You think Montreal Game 7? That's gonna be fucking loud.
Good. We've done it before.
It's like going to. Man, I wish the Super Bowl could be hosted by the team going. Man, that'd be cool,
wouldn't it? Yeah. Way to shoehorn football back in.
I would love to see an ice bowl at Lambeau Field. Like
it'll never be held at Lambeau.
I'm just saying. Wouldn't
that be insanity, though?
Yeah.
How would they?
I get tickets. I don't care who's playing.
How could they? You can't determine that. Otherwise, by the way, like a coin flip, flip a coin. Whoever's heads or tails.
Best record. Go down to points forced. Go down to division record. Someone's gonna be. And if you tie it all the way up, then it's.
Why they don't do that. Plus, it takes away the whole corporate atmosphere of like you can't buy your tickets like 5 months in advance.
They should do a roulette wheel. If it ends on red, it's this team. Black on the other. Go.
Nah, man. You know it should be? It should be just like every other sport where your average Joe can go and buy a fucking ticket to watch a world championship game. Like
tickets would sell.
The three of us realistically could have gone to the World Series and a few of us did when the Rays were in the World Series.
Phillies, yeah.
Yeah. You can go. You've been to a Stanley Cup Finals game. I've never been to a Stanley Cup Finals game, but we can realistically buy a goddamn ticket to it. Like the NFL should do the same. It should be the fans that go to the. It should be a reasonably. Of course, it's not going to be the same pricing, but it should be a reasonably priced game that the fucking fans can attend because they're the ones that have been there the whole goddamn time, the whole fucking time. And like for fucking Jonathan to have to take a second mortgage out on his house to go see a goddamn game to watch his team play in the Super Bowl. Not that you did, but I mean, just
no. But it's reserved for Alex Rodriguez, so Cameron Diaz can feed him popcorn on the big.
Yeah, it's
big
just
screen.
An important day. It's like important Jesus. Person day event like that.
Yeah, look at me.
It's a big look at me event.
I think that's a fucking shame, man. It should be.
So will for we the fans. Win Game Six?
Oh yeah, hockey.
Oh for sure, man. Trust me. I'll put it down. I'm
gonna say
take it to the bank.
3-2, maybe 4-2 if we get an empty netter. Lightning.
I don't know.
That's why we end this series.
I won't call the score, but I'll say we're gonna win. We're gonna win.
Does Prust shake Bishop's hand?
Yeah, why not?
Because he's been a bitch.
They're hockey players, man. I'd like to think that they're a little classier than that.
So you guys are gonna have to face the Rangers then,
or Washington. Yeah.
Kyle and I both called the Rangers.
Okay, we're gonna be playing Marty. We're gonna be playing Dan Boyle.
That's gonna be
Marty St. Louis, and it's gonna be like we have Brian Boyle, and. Who else came from New York? Strawman. It was Strawman and Callahan.
Yeah.
Boyle, Strawman, and Callahan.
Versus Marty St. Louis and...
Dan Boyle.
Danny Boyle. Yeah, but Danny Boyle doesn't hold any connections to anybody on the team currently.
No, of course not. But he won the cup with us.
Yeah. You don't care. Fuck him. Fuck you, Danny
Boyle. I hope you guys do play the Rangers.
That'll be...
Bishop versus Lundqvist. Holy shit.
It doesn't get any more poetic than that.
It's kind of unique. Look at the West. Name the goalies for Anaheim and Chicago.
Crawford and I don't know.
Joe.
Really?
No.
His
name is Anderson.
So I know. Yeah, but.
But it's like.
You got Price, Bishop, Luongo.
Luongo.
Yeah.
For who?
Or what's his face for New York?
Lundqvist.
I'm gonna say Luongo.
Lundqvist, Price. Brandon Holtby for the Capitals is playing out of his goddamn mind. So
Capitals, eh?
Yeah.
He has to, but how long can that last?
One more game it needs to.
Hey. Yeah.
Mock Arena.
Hi. That'll be an insane playoff series, though.
It's fun.
We're gonna win, man. We're gonna win. I have complete and utter faith in my Lightning that we will win the hockey.
My Lightning.
Did you check the Ray score lately?
No. What's up?
You don't want to.
Really?
Oh, great.
That can't be right.
Oh no.
No wait. It gets worse.
What?
That's not even up to date.
Wait a second. You just updated it.
What's the score?
Just wait. Oh my God! It's gonna get worse.
Make it sound like it's 20-1.
It's gonna get a lot worse.
They just probably had a 3-run homer or something. It's gonna be 8-1.
Let's see. Live update. Live update. Come on, baby.
I thought this wasn't supposed to be your daddy's
8-1.
Yankees.
It is 8-1. 3-run homer.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
Jesus. I thought this wasn't supposed to be your daddy's Yankees, and now all of a sudden, oh look at us, we're 9 games above 500.
I hate them.
I fucking hate the Yankees.
Brett Gardner to dead center.
Why? How come we can't win against these guys? I don't get it. We had their number for the last 5 years.
Money,
Jonathan.
No, it's not about money. We've had their number for the last 5 years.
We're not the only people that can't win against them.
Yeah. Apparently not.
Yeah.
They're gonna go 9 games above 500 if we don't come. I mean, realistically.
Hate them.
They're winning the World Series this year.
So does that
or not?
Does that what, Nick?
Well, does that mean do we count that as a loss for the segment?
What's that?
The 8-1. I don't mean
He's talking about the race. Do the Rays suck?
Oh, let's ask if the Rays suck. I think we should do that.
Okay. I was trying to leave.
Well then.
Well.
Now that we got that out of the way.
Smooth
as eggs.
Yeah. Scrambled eggs.
Fuck. 8-1? Are you kidding me?
God damn it.
Well.
I mean, if you can't beat the fucking team you're chasing for first place, I don't know. But, I mean, it's so early in the season.
It's so
early. Like the teams that get so hot early, they never ride the wave.
It's true.
They never do. I can't name one team in history that has ridden the wave all season.
Well, the Yankees are such that they're so old that one could see that they could peter out a little bit later in the season.
Oh, yeah. I've just never seen any team in baseball go wire to wire.
Well, I mean, there are a few teams that come to mind. Like, you know, there's a few Blue Jay teams in the 70s and 80s that went to go win to like 111 games.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I would call that wire to wire.
They're playing like what? Like close to 700 baseball?
But I wasn't alive then, so it didn't count.
Yeah, true.
They're playing ridiculous baseball, all within their division, all big games. Fucking A, man.
Am I the only one that hates this fucking, hey, let's front stack the fucking season with division games?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan
this
of that.
Yeah, this is very strange. I've never seen that.
I hate it.
Yeah, I like them spread out.
This is almost you're setting baseball. Stop. You're setting yourself up for teams to you want longevity in the season. You want people to be engaged all 6 months of baseball. So why would you fucking knock certain teams out right in the first month or two? I mean, imagine being in the Brewers' position right now. Okay, they're what, 5-20?
Yeah, and it's all against their division. Then what are they going to do?
They have to play 700 baseball from here to the end of the season to fucking make that up.
Yeah, just to
Brewers fans aren't watching anymore.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
You have to get hot. You have to get hot. The part of baseball is just going on these runs, and when you're, I don't know. Yeah, it's tough to do when you're just running out there against your fucking division opponent. Yeah, this is insanity, man.
This is so weird. I hate it. I liked a little spread out through the season, and then fine, stack it at the end, make it interesting.
Yeah, but look at our.
So July, like we have one series against the Yankees. I mean, I guess we play them quite a bit, but it's like I miss this should be coming at the end of the fucking season.
Exactly. Like it has the last two seasons, especially with like a second wild card. You want people to watch for 6 months, don't you?
Yeah. The second half of the season, we've got Baltimore. Toronto and Baltimore for three game sets in July, Boston for a two gamer in August, in fucking August, man. Like that is when shit starts to matter.
Nobody, we could all be dead in this fucking room by then.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Baltimore and New York in September, and then Boston again towards the end. But still, it's
I hate
like
this. I hate it.
Yeah, it's that's a stress.
It's mismanagement at the very least.
I don't know what you'd call it.
Stupid
bullshit, a bunch of bullshit is what I'd call it. So when last we left our heroes, the Tampa Bay Rays, we were playing Baltimore, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, and we were sucking.
We were not victorious. We in fact, Nick and I determined that the Rays did indeed suck, as we lost that night to the Red Sox, 0-2, 0-0, nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Oh, nothing
two.
Happened for
oh,
us
nothing
that game.
To two. I'm fucking, I don't know.
Oh, there we're out, though.
If you listen to the last Horror Play podcast, like there's so many times where like I fuck up because I'm like trying to focus on something happening on the computer and I'm talking and like everybody starts laughing. I'm like, you fuckers.
Yeah, it's a good time to plug our Horror Play podcast.
Yeah, check it out. Sharktrapper.com. So,
Shameless.
So after that, we proceed to beat the Red Sox 5-3 in the rubber match, thus winning the series against Boston, which was great.
2-1.
Thusly, 2-1, or 5-3, but yeah, we won 2-1 the series. Then the Rangers come in for four, and we split them.
Yep.
Thursday's game didn't see much of anything this weekend, but yeah.
I don't blame you.
It's Longo's looking good.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, for a while he was looking like the Longo of yesteryear. And a little bit, yeah. Like, come on, what are we paying you fucking $10 million a year for? And now he's coming back.
He's
not where he needs to be.
The lineup's coming around and making up for things that the pitching staff is lacking in.
Yeah. Okay. With that said, Drew Smyly's out for the rest of the year. Alex Cobb is out for probably 18 months.
As of this podcast, he's Drew Smyly's weighing his options. He might get a second opinion. He might do some, but it's pretty clear.
He's hurt.
He's torn.
He's going to, yeah,
he's
exactly.
Muscle on his shoulder.
Yeah, you don't want to pitch an injury.
We got Matt Moore coming back in June or late July.
Don't fucking count your chickens yet.
Yeah, really.
None of them have hatched yet.
We get that's McGee.
That's the problem that we've been facing this entire year because we're all like, well, we get Cobb and Smyly back and Cobb and Matt Moore coming back. Hell, our pitch staff would be great. We've done well thus far, but it's like who are you going to run out there? It's insanity.
Geltz.
Our top two pitchers are done for the year.
Okay, so let's just have some fun. If you were at the trade deadline right now, would you be trading away or would you be
Away like future pitching?
Who do you give away?
Carnes.
Fuck no. You don't give Carnes away.
Carnes
is worth
shit. No, you give away Cobb, man. You trade away for Cobb.
His contract
Cobb
is coming up. I mean, yeah.
Cobb's not worth anything either, especially coming off Tommy John. That's a
risk and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you're going to get decreased value for him.
Yeah, you're going to get decreased value, but you're going to get he's not a fucking throwaway. He's a great pitcher, and yeah, I mean TJ.
Maybe we can go get Kazmir back.
No, but no. Here's the thing.
I wouldn't mind that actually. I like Kazmir.
I don't think we're going to do either. I mean, I don't think we're going to buy or sell. I think it's going to be one of those years where we don't do anything. I can't believe.
Oh, you mean like we always do?
I was about to say, it's going to be one of those normal years.
It's going to be like every other year.
Wait. You mean like last year, we traded David Price? I think that's pretty.
No.
Yeah, look what we got for him.
Exactly. And you think we're going to trade Carnes and get something? Man. Shit for him.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. Look what we got. We got Drew Smyly for him. And, well, fuck. That didn't work out.
It's not for the season.
Yet.
Well, he will be.
It will be.
This is almost like one of those situations where you wish there was one in the middle. Do the Rays suck? No. Do they not suck?
No, they weren't good, though.
Look, okay. Judging off of the last seven games, you had four against the Rangers, which you split, and then you won against the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Okay, so you won the series you needed to win.
Yeah.
And then you split the one that
you didn't need.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, and you won the one that you needed to win away from home, and you split the one at home.
Yeah,
okay.
Yet the Yankees are up 8-1 to us. Barring some kind of 162 magic.
Okay, so, I mean, if you include tonight's game, we suck.
We're not. We don't.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say we don't suck.
I'll
say not all's right with the ship, but it's still going.
There's some concerns. Heavy concerns, but I will agree with you, too.
All right, so Rays do not suck.
4-2. So 4 not sucks to 2 sucks.
Yeah. Not bad, guys.
Don't suck. Okay, so...
It always reminds me of like welcome back with ass crack and back sack in the morning.
I don't know. I like animal sounds.
Clearly,
shh. We never addressed it before. We're so fucked, man. This whole Cobb Smyly thing—it's so disheartening when your best guys go down. This weekend was just a terrible weekend for Tampa sports, just in general. I mean,
Jameis Winston looked good throwing to rookies. And he welcomed everybody.
Bust wide open. Yeah. He welcomed everybody. He sat at the door and welcomed everybody. Yeah, good for you, Jameis.
I loved your conversation last week on Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
When you guys were explaining, like, oh, well, yeah, like the news article, I don't know who was writing about it, like, not Mark Tompkin, but he's just like, all right, you know, like, you, like, end the news article with, fuck it.
Fuck it, he's here.
Fuck it, yeah.
Like, he's here, he's queer, fuck it.
Pretty much, man.
I was cracking up, dude.
I wonder if this crab legs thing like sticks with him through his whole
career. Oh yeah.
We win the Super Bowl, he's gonna sponsor Krabby Bills.
Dude, somebody's going to come
Jameis
up.
Pot.
We're going to be having, like, sports bars are going to be having, like, crab leg specials on game day.
Like the famous Jameis crab legs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, easy.
Okay, does he open up a restaurant called Famous Jameis's Crab Shack?
And they do seafood.
If he does, everybody, oh, how dare he?
Seafood and seafood and roofing?
Those poor, that poor Publix worker.
How dare he?
It will. They will.
I know. It's so stupid.
They find any excuse to shit on this kid that they can. Listen, I try to shit on him for the right reasons, but like this whole, like the whole fucking crab legs thing is so absurd. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah. He raped a girl, allegedly. He raped a girl.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Are we not worried about that at all?
And we're like, crab legs!
You fucking idiots.
Fucking, he stole crab legs. What does that say about him?
He likes crab legs.
Yeah.
He's fucking hungry,
food,
brother.
Yeah.
God, damn.
Well, first of all, if you think he fucking stole crab legs, you're an idiot. Like,
they were given to him.
Didn't we? Yeah, they were given to him. Didn't we? I think we covered this, but like, fuck's sakes, man.
It was the hookup store. It was like the only Publix anywhere near the...
It's not a story. It's a like anybody with a fucking brain could tell. Like, yeah, he's a college player. It's the nearest Publix to fucking Florida State. Oh, that's what happened.
Like, can you imagine if like a fan of like Word of the Bay worked at Publix and was like, "Hey, man, this pound's on me. Big fan."
I'd be like, "Sure, okay."
Yeah, everybody.
If it's free,
everybody
it's for me,
would
yeah.
be taking those fucking crab legs.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's like when you know a friend that works, like when you're in high school and your friend works at like Papa John's or something, and like they give you the pizza. I'm like, "Can you do this?" I'm like, "Just take it." And you're like, "Okay."
Yeah.
Here's $5. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Guess what? It's called fucking being a poor son of a bitch in college
nope.
trying to make ends meet.
Nope. He's black and we can feign outrage. Oh my God. What is this?
Crab legs.
What is this? He's stealing crab legs.
But wait, we have this alleged man coming from Florida State woman saying that he raped her. But did you?
He stood on a table
and screamed, fuck her in the pussy. Like, that's not appropriate.
But. There are multiple witnesses to this alleged rape.
Wait, how old is this? How old is he? And he's doing
21,
this. 21? You know what I was doing at 21?
Imagine what he's going to be doing at 31. It's going to be a third more.
Yeah, but they have, like, there's this, like, this evidence that they're the alleged she might. Bunch of fucking crab legs. Oh, Christ.
Think of how lucky he was not like getting the hookup at like a KFC or like something.
Oh man!
Oh, dude, I want to talk.
Think about how bad
Church's
that
chicken.
Gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh God, Church's chicken.
Okay, just real quick about that crab leg picture. That's literally the equivalent of him. Maybe not the equivalent, but it is the equivalency of bad taste to him holding up a billboard that says like FH. RITP.
Yeah, fuck her in the pussy. Yeah, I'd say.
Like,
I think what made
take the temperature of the water and
calm the fuck down.
Had it not come out that like the Bucks told him to take it down, I don't think anything would have come of it.
I agree. We're a reactionary league.
No. We told him he couldn't do it. This guy's calm down. We told him you can't do that.
I wanted to bring this up that I meant to bring it up in the last podcast, but I didn't. So somebody mentioned that now that Jameis is in town, he is. The de facto face of Tampa sports.
False.
What?
Yeah.
No.
He is now the de facto.
He's got three people to contend with at least.
That's what I thought. And I think the reigning champion right now is Longo.
I would say. That's what I was going
to. That's not just because I'm a baseball
guy. Or Stamkos.
No.
Stamkos.
Longo, Stamkos, McCoy.
I think I don't think Stamkos gets love because
it's hockey.
Yeah. A lot of
win folks. A championship and he'll be the face of this area.
I mean,
look how Pittsburgh loves Crosby.
Yeah, but like LeCavier, I guess LeCavier was one of the biggest.
Yeah, when he won, everybody loved him.
Yeah,
everybody loves a winner.
Yeah, but see, LeCavier won when you had Brooks, Sapp, Lynch, Allstott still playing for the Bucks.
It's true.
So it's like he got overshadowed by those guys.
Yeah. Him and didn't have any baseball to contend with.
Yeah. So I'd say it's Longo and like. Say number one, Longo. Number two, Stamkos. Number three, McCoy. I think maybe that changes depending on...
Number four, Mike Evans.
Well, I think it kind of changes depending on like where your sports allegiances lie.
Of course. If you're a baseball fan, yes, we have a question from the
No, you can
row.
Finish your thought.
Go ahead.
That's it. That's my thought.
Okay. We've been talking a lot the last couple weeks, especially the ones that I've been on, the Word of the Bay episodes that I've been on. McCoy... What's the hype behind McCoy? I mean, yeah, great. You pay him a lot.
Hard worker. premier defensive
but,
tackle.
I mean, what
in the
has
league.
He done to be in the up? What you guys are claiming is that he's in the upper echelon of Tampa sports right now. Why?
I have an answer for you. We're a 2-14 team. It's the best
so
you
why
can
is
get,
like, he's the best? We, yeah, he's the best.
He's the best
have.
You can get on the most popular sport in the country
and the worst team. Yep.
Yeah, what are you going to do
in the league?
There's a reason we're still talking about Levante David being like, oh my god, a household name. No.
Yeah, his
defense is shit.
He's done. Like, second year was a disappointment.
Yeah, is he good? Yeah, he's okay, but the team he's on is terrible.
Well, here's
absolutely terrible.
Here's why I think
I haven't seen any big plays from
him.
No,
but he's not a big play guy. He's more of a guy that takes the double teams.
Allows other people.
Yeah,
it's largely agreed that he's in like a lot of circles that it's him and Sue that are like the biggest, the best.
Yeah.
Defensive tackles in the leagues, just because, like, he doesn't bring the big highlight reel sack plays, but he's the guy that makes.
He's collapsing the pocket by pushing two offensive linemen into it. Like that's not sexy, but it's helpful.
He's made Pro Bowls. He's the best player that the worst team has.
But don't hate on me. But I mean, you just said he's considered one of the best defensive tackles in the league. How come I don't know what he looks like?
Well, we do.
Well, I know you guys.
Yeah, but
do.
Jonathan is the outside looking in guy.
How come I don't know what I cannot picture his face? I'm a football fan.
We're a terrible team.
But it's like, okay, when I think of like the
but
best defensive tackles,
I can't picture AJ Hawk.
Well, that's because he's terrible.
Yeah, he's not on the team anymore. Yeah, they cut
him. But okay, you can picture Sue. You can picture Matthews.
I think it's because the Bucs, man, we're just not that.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Bucs aren't. Playing games in front of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman every Sunday.
No, we got John Lynch and
Not even that. We have fucking Brady.
Who?
We have Brady Quinn and
yeah, we have Brady.
Who are
Quinn?
Those guys?
Yeah,
Dale Ayers. What?
Trust me, I'd rather
Matt Vasgersian and fucking yeah, whoever. Like it's
Sean O'Hara is like, it's my first game, guys.
Pull up a picture of Sean McCoy.
Jared McCoy.
Jared McCoy. See, I don't even know.
Jared McCoy.
Fucking...
You know him if you saw him.
I've never seen that guy once in my life.
He always wears glasses.
He
looks like he should be on a Subway commercial.
I mean,
he's a black hipster.
But that's the thing.
Okay, look at that. Look at that tooth to gum ratio.
He's a blipster.
He's a blipster.
Okay.
There's a drop.
He doesn't have the Bucks aren't a marketable team, so he doesn't have like Subway contracts. He's not all over like TV. He doesn't have. We don't have our games featured on primetime.
Nope.
So that's why you don't know him because we're not a good team.
But how much did you pay him?
Top tier defensive tackle money.
Because
he's
paid him more than that.
It's widely agreed that he's a top tier defensive tackle. I mean,
how much did you pay him?
Like
95 million, I think.
Yeah, for 95 years,
something like that. Yeah.
For a $95 million defensive tackle, which. That's one of the highest paid defensive tackles I've ever heard in my life, if not the highest.
Yeah.
I should know who the fuck he is. This is just, okay, don't get pissed off at me.
No. This is just
the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Because I know Sue doesn't make that money.
Sue makes more money.
Oh, maybe recently with the Dolphins or
anything. Yeah, Jared McCoy set the bar.
Yeah, well, Jared McCoy set the bar.
Because I know that
then,
Sue was like, oh, I want McCoy money.
J.J. Watt makes more than him, and now Ndamukong and Sue makes more than both of them. So
yeah, see,
and JJ Watt's a well.
But do you see what's wrong with
Houston's
this picture?
A terrible team, and
yeah, but he makes the highlight reel plays. That's not Gerald McCoy. He's not a highlight reel play guy. He just makes it. He does what he does well. He's a three technique defensive tackle his job is to sort of like a lot of people said that Warren Sapp fell off at the bottom of or towards the end towards his like Super Bowl years, and. The reality of it was that he was allowing the Greg Spires and the Ellis Wims of the world and the Simeon Rices to make the plays. The only reason that our defense is able to find production is because of what we are able to do on the line with Gerald McCoy. Like
we agree.
We had one of the top. I think we had a top five run defense under Greg Schiano, and that was because of McCoy. I mean,
how old is he?
He is
27.
20, he's getting pretty old.
28.
For DT?
27, yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, his contract's under, what, 10 years or something? Something crazy like that?
Yeah. He's got a nice little contract. Let's see.
I mean, to me, I mean, that's like, Well, you know, 40 you figure that's like $9 million a year.
His 40-yard dash was five.
But the thing is like he's made three Pro Bowls. He's been All Pro three times. I mean, he's just.
I would argue to say that the people who count when it comes to the voting these things, he's important enough.
$95 million, the highest paid, or at the time, the highest paid defensive tackle.
All I
got
to say is scoreboard. Yeah, he made his money because they overpay him to keep him here. This isn't Green Bay. This isn't New England. These aren't premier times in Tampa Bay. You got to pay to keep players to stay here.
But couldn't you be allocating in a salary capped sport? Couldn't you be allocating your money more wisely?
I mean, I don't know. Ask Mark Domenech. He's the one who fucking did this.
Yeah.
And now he works for ESPN.
Don't hate on me.
No, he's our best player. We got to pay to keep him.
He's our making, best player. I'll give you that. He's our best player.
He's our most talented player. And he's right now the face of our franchise. Although, actually, it's probably Jameis.
Yeah, now.
Now.
But he hasn't done anything. Do something for me.
But see, the thing
what a goddamn game before you eat a crab leg.
The face of the franchise, he hasn't taken one snap. That's sad.
A lot
of folks. Cleveland, look at Manziel. That worked out great.
I know. That's so sad to me. I remember when
writ him off. They had 1 year of him. And he's like, ah.
I just remember when he had to do something to be good.
Noticed. Or
to be famous.
Nope. You just got to be.
You got to have a name that rhymes with famous.
Run around, get your dick wet, and be a dickhead to people, and that's all you got to do. Mm.
It's a good way to.
Sorry for that.
No, it's I
figured of all places I could bring it up here.
That's a perfect place to bring it up. Yeah, Nick and I shouldn't be allowed to just sit here and circle jerk for an hour every fucking week.
Yeah, no,
well, that's why you guys pay me.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, what?
Fuck you guys. What?
We didn't tell him.
The fuck? God damn it!
Wait, Kyle's not getting paid.
It's fucking Blog Talk Radio, man.
It's fine. He was on a boat.
Yeah, well, that's a great segue. For those of you who may or may not know, we're now on blogtalkradio.com, and we're actually featured on the front page with a whole new logo that's not coming up through our podcast apps at this moment.
But that logo was so graciously done by Cody at Twitter. You can find him at Cody Doty.
Cody Doty.
Great guy. I have not been plugging him because...
He's a funny guy.
No, because I want to wait till the logo actually shows up on iTunes and it's like official.
It's shat.
And, you know, you can check out the rest of our podcast. We're done, right?
Yeah, we're done. Yeah,
okay. You can check out the rest of our podcast in two different places. You can go to sharkdropper.com or you can go to blogtalkradio.com and check out our new hosts. It's blogtalkradio.com/sharkdropperstudios.
Or you can go to just blogtalkradio.com/Word of the Bay and we'll be there.
Yep.
We're also on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. I think we're through Blog Talk. We'll be on TuneIn Radio. We'll be anywhere you can find and
download. Some of us is on YouTube.
Yeah. Speaking of iTunes, make sure to go to iTunes and rate and review us if you do enjoy our podcast. It's very important to us. It helps us with the iTunes rankings.
Helps us with everything.
Yeah.
And it's simple. It takes no time.
And finally, if you are so inclined, we don't have stickers or T-shirts or gummy worms or anything like that we can send to you that shows your support of the podcast. What we do have is a website called Patreon. You can go to sharkdropper.com. That's www.sharkdropper.com. There is a little button next to the home button that says Patreon. If you click on that, it allows you to donate a little bit of money to us each month. The way it works is like if you give us $12, or let's say you want to give us $12 every year, that's $1 a month, and that's nothing.
That helps so much.
Helps us as well. So if you'd like to support us in that way, again, let's go to sharktrapper.com. There's a button that says Patreon. Click that button, and that'll take you right to the page.
Well said.
Yeah.
We would really appreciate it.
That's it for this week.
Tell everybody about us. Tell your mom.
Tell everybody or we'll kill you. We'll fucking murder you. We'll find you.
Tell your mom's mom.
Other podcasts.
Other podcasts do that. Paralyzed. Yeah. Okay. Let's get out of here. That was Word of the Bay for this week. I am Kyle.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Jonathan.
See ya. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're going to trade for Glennon.
Oh, shit.
above the target. T-minus 5 seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark! Go! Go! Go!
This podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.